at all if people around the country and the world at this time continue to pray for you and your son?
Oh, please. I appreciate all the prayers for Ryan. He is speaking, eating, laughing, reading. He's
all right.
His soul is well.
Well, we want people to get this book. It's a $16 book. Your gift of $13 or more to Save America Ministries is going to put Heaven Hears in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in a battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lowell Potty. And if you didn't see Lowell's article in the Wall Street Journal recently, you need to get it and read it and reread it and try to understand what's really going on economically in America today, because you cannot indefinitely continue spending money you don't have. If you want to destroy a nation, one of the best ways to do it is to destroy its monetary system. And since the major goal of the people who run the world, first of all, is to create a one-world government, but then to create a new monetary system and to destroy the old one and impoverish the vast majority of the people listening to this program. And finally, of course, to destroy Christianity, which is why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, destroyed the faith of two generations of our people, destroyed the moral fabric of our society. Well, you need to begin to put it all together, and Lowell does one of the finest jobs and one of my favorite guests. Lowell Potty, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, it is always a great honor to be with you, Doctor. And your words remind me of something Ronald Reagan famously said, which is that freedom is not, you know, something that automatically takes care of itself. It can be lost in one generation. It can be lost anytime people cease to struggle and fight and stand up for it. And you see all kinds of signs that many are now trying to do that here. They are trying to bring it down, and in some cases they're succeeding, apparently. We now have a world, as we've discussed before, where only 86 million full-time private sector workers are left in America, a proportion lower than we saw under Jimmy Carter. And we know what the economy was like then. But there are 148 million who now, in one way or another, are collecting government checks and benefits. Of those, 108.5 million, far more than those actually pulling the wagon, are receiving one or another form of means-tested welfare. And how long that can go? Not very long. Because every day that continues, you will begin recruiting. That is, people will say, why am I working harder just to pay higher taxes, to be more subject to being told how greedy and awful I am? They were celebrating the other day on a TV show, I noticed, that sales of Rolls Royces were up. And they took this as a positive sign for the economy. Well, a Rolls Royce may be a fine motor car, but what they seem not to understand is what increased sales of Rolls Royce meant in the history of England. What it meant is that a lot of business people who otherwise were going to invest their money, who were going to expand their companies, who were going to hire more people, looked around and said, my lord, I'm now living in a country where if one of the two dominant political parties wins, the anti-capitalist pro-government party, they're already sworn to confiscate whatever I earn, whatever wealth I make. We're now rapidly moving toward a regulatory state through which the government will simply steal any profits that people make. And so the wealthy in England looked around, as they're now starting to do here, and saying, to hell with it. I'm just going to invest my money in my own immediate pleasure. I'll buy a new Rolls Royce instead of hire five new workers. And then they wonder why unemployment is as it is.
I agree with you. Basically, what you need to give people an incentive to invest, and we're taking it away from them, and if they make any money, then we're going to tax it away from them. And basically, we're taxing. In fact, they know that if you tax the major corporations more, you get less money in, but they want to do that because they don't think that some people should be making more than others. Our guest this evening is Lowell Potty, and we're going to be back here in just a moment as we explore the terminal stages of what was once the greatest nation in the world.
And could be again.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Party. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris Lowell is simply pointing out that capitalism is a system of production, and certainly socialism is a system of redistribution of wealth, and it really doesn't work. In fact, basically, you're not emphasizing production, you're emphasizing redistribution, and as a result of that, of course, the whole system begins to break down, and suddenly the living standards fall, as they fall in every country that's ever embraced socialism. So why, basically, are they doing that? Why? Because they want to destroy our society. system. And basically, of course, it is what was pointed out. I mean, when we have a video over 440 million people out there receiving some sort of a government check, we have Santa Claus providing things for people. But if you think about that and you put the letters of Santa into a different, certainly different context, it comes up with Satan. Go right ahead, Lowell.
You make that point so well, Doctor. And this is part of the irony of the average progressive. If you ask them about religious faith, they will tell you they're atheists. They will tell you that it is now up to human beings, since God is dead, if he ever existed at all, for us to use science and the power of the state to create a heaven on earth, to create a utopia in which everyone will have enough, and the lion will lie down with the lamb, and everyone will be happy. Of course, the difficulty with that is, A, you must sacrifice all morality in other senses to do that, and B, you wind up with a system that ultimately cannot sustain such a utopia for the reason we spoke of. The late British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher was famously attributed as having said this, that socialism works well until you run out of other people's money. The difficulty with socialism is, once you do run out, then socialism is incapable of producing any money of its own. And you would think that someone as purportedly intelligent as Karl Marx or Dr. Piketty or others would realize that if you deliberately, systematically destroy the producers, the entrepreneurs, the innovators in the society, you then have a society that once you have eaten up the seed grain that you've stolen from others, once you have eliminated capitalism from your society, once you have eliminated free enterprise, then what kind of enterprise do you think you'll have left? Well, the logical answer is none. Or perhaps, in the short run, crony capitalism, meaning companies that are merely extensions of the government. And then they will, of course, demonstrate the same weakness and corruption and immorality that the government itself, as an instrument of power and coercion, must exercise. No, I would much rather live in a society in which the giant corporations that are not close to government, if they wish to get my money, they have to actually sell me something that I want and make me voluntarily go along with it. They do not have the power to tax, which the government does. They do not have the power to confiscate by asset forfeiture, as the government does. They actually have to persuade me voluntarily to give them my money. In some kind of exchange for goods or services, a very different kind of society. And so here is the difficulty. If you do go over to socialism in the name of this glorious system of socialism, then you have a minor problem. Production ceases. Things very soon, there's no incentive for anyone to make anything. Oh, unless that day comes, and it will come, if, for example, President Obama ultimately has his way, we will have a society in which all the wealth is equitably redistributed until there is no more wealth to redistribute, because they will have destroyed all the incentives to create wealth and value. And on that day, the government will have to say, well, we still need to be supported, and therefore we, the government ruling class, are now giving everyone a work assignment. John, you will go work in the sugarcane fields until you die of skin cancer. By the way, that's how they do it in Cuba, with people who don't cooperate with the state. And you will be paid 10 Cuban pesos, or about $3.70 a month, for laboring all day long at that bayonet point on those very trying jobs in the prison colony in Cuba. This is socialism. As it ultimately must be, it has to divert back to dictatorship, or everyone will stop working.
Yeah, but I think it should be so obvious, Lowell, that basically this could never come about in America because we have a constitution. But the trouble is, our constitution has been totally gutted. And the American people living the wonderful, affluent life with all of the wonderful benefits that Santa Claus is providing for us, they're not concerned that they undermine our constitution. Oh, maybe certain things that they will support from the constitutional point of view, but how many Americans are willing to give up all of their government benefits? And they're not going to. And instead of saying, look, we're going to have to take this thing back to the local community where we will provide for the people who are really in need. And if you're not really in need, you do not get a government welfare check. But all you need to do is come up with a list of symptoms and say, I can't work, and you automatically get a work. Was that figure, am I correct when you said, correct me if I'm wrong, that 148 million Americans are getting some sort of a government check? Could that be possible?
Oh, yes. Now, that includes Social Security. That includes what you can be paid under Medicare and so on. So these were systems that people were persuaded, if you just pay into it through your life in a special tax, then you have earned the right to collect these things.
But, of course, the trouble is they've spent the money. Yes, there is no money in the Social Security fund. There is no money in the Medicare fund. It's all government bonds, and that's what part of the national debt is.
Well, the way to put that, of course, is, yes, the politicians looted $2.66 trillion from the Social Security Trust Fund. But they did put IOUs in its place. What an IOU means is, in order to pay that, the government will have to collect the money all over again from somebody. The money had been paid, the politicians spent it like so many robbers and thieves, and now it has to be taxed away from people all over again, which of course is a further drain from the society. And the question is, how high can taxes go before they have the effect of simply shutting down the system? Well, that depends on which individual you're talking to. We now have at least 15 states in the United States where you would make more money collecting welfare than you would working for minimum wage. What that means is you no longer have any incentive to work at that bottom end of the ladder. And yet the way the welfare state works in an average inner city community, a young woman will be persuaded by the government, and by the way, this system operates or used to operate through a verbal acronym of the government's called GARS, G-A-R-S, which stands for Government Assuming the Role of Spouse. You say to a 14-year-old girl, you don't need a husband. You don't need, all you need to do, young lady, is get pregnant. And the moment you get pregnant, we, the government, will provide you an apartment. We will provide you a stipend check every month. And if you get pregnant twice, we'll increase the amount of your check. There are now people on the third, fourth, fifth generation as welfare recipients at that level in the United States. It has simply become a lifestyle, and it is no longer stigmatized. You are now given the equivalent of a credit card. Of course, the only problem is these young women, by the time they get to be 20, 25, 30, realize that they dropped out of school to have their child. They have become utterly dependent on welfare. If they did get a job, they would lose all or part of their welfare check. But the odds are, since they dropped out of school, they don't have the education or skills to be able to step into a job in the private sector that would pay them enough to offset the welfare check. And therefore, they're hooked, just like the drug addict down the street is hooked. Only they are hooked on government money and on government dependency. And in some places, for example, Hawaii, case in point, the welfare system there, if you tap into it, will pay you the equivalent of earning $60,000 a year in taxable income. Now, can this young woman who dropped out of school at 14, can she step into a job that will pay her $60,000 a year so she can quit welfare? No, the welfare benefits, of course, are not taxed. However, your Social Security is. I find that interesting exercise the government has carried out. And all of this is done ultimately by progressives, as you said, Doctor, in the name of equality. Well, it fascinates me because it's actually not healthy for society to have economic equality for the same reason that it is not healthy to have a motor car or an internal combustion motor car where the temperature inside the engine is identical to the temperature outside the engine. You know how fast a car can go if its engine is no hotter than what's outside it, it can only go 0 miles an hour because it's that heat differential that drives the system. You take away the differential, and the same is true in an economy to a large degree out of money. You know, if the person who doesn't work makes as much money as the person who does work, then there's nothing to drive someone to go to get up at 6 in the morning and go to work every day. Why do it if you're not going to make anything other beyond that by doing so? If everything you earn is ultimately going to be taxed away from you directly or indirectly, you've taken away all of the motivating energy.
And, of course, the difficulty is that the average individual is not hearing these things. This is what we should be hearing on talk radio across America. This is what we should be having our children learn in school. This is what should be certainly taught in their colleges. Certainly, this is what should be discussed in our churches. Certainly, I believe that we were involved in a spiritual battle. I believe that God is real, and I believe that, of course, he challenges us. But our churches have really failed in their responsibility to tell the American people what's going on, because they infiltrated our seminaries long ago, as they've infiltrated every other aspect of our lives. We'll be right back.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime. And many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Right back in just a moment here. Well, Lowell is making the point, of course, that everything is done today to encourage people to dislike those people who are financially successful. And he points out that certain people seem to have a predilection to making money. You notice that certain families certainly have money generation after generation. They don't simply make money and then the next generation loses it occasionally, but that's not usually the way it is. But we have class warfare. We have hatred. We have envy. And this is actively encouraged today. And basically, they give all sorts of reasons why they should be able to take money from the wealthy to redistribute it. Even if they do that and they're successful, it means that people are not going to become wealthy. Why should I bother to work so the government can take the money away to give it to somebody else? And pretty soon, the whole structure of society begins to break down, as has happened certainly in Greece today, and certainly in Spain and Italy and the southern European nations, even in Sweden where they've had, and the Netherlands where they've actually had these wonderful socialized medical programs for years, the systems are beginning to collapse because they do not work. And the nations have had to borrow so much money to maintain this giveaway society that they are beginning to certainly collapse. And the average American is not reading this because the media in the United States is rigidly controlled. And the last thing they want you to know is where we're headed. When a nation turns against logic, turns against its principles, turns against its constitution, and, of course, turns against God. Go right ahead, Lowell.
You know, it's fascinating that these progressives who call themselves environmentalists, and who say the world will be threatened if, for example, we allow farmers to continue to drain water out of San Francisco Bay, because that will endanger a 3-inch-long fish called the Delta smelt. The world will end if anything happens to that fish, they say, although they give no particular reason why. But the idea is you can't tamper with nature. Do they not realize that our economic system embodies thousands of years of political, social, and economic evolution? Do they not understand that our economy is also an ecosystem? And yet, liberals do the very thing in our economy that they accuse others of doing in nature. That is, they're willing to tromp in with hobnail boots and begin willy-nilly taking the money from people who have earned it in order to give it to people who have not earned it. Now, why this affects me especially deeply, apart from the fact that my own ancestors were such people, I don't know if I've ever mentioned at any length. Maybe that would be a fun thing to get into tonight, Doctor. But socialism goes back more than 140 years in my family. I am descended from utopian socialists. And therefore, I have a very deep familial understanding with the evils of socialism and why it always, always, always must fail, almost by definition. But what I find especially painful in the United States is we really do have a thing called American exceptionalism here. And it is not just an abstract idea. That may indeed be very deep in our genes, as some researchers have surmised. That is, within each of us, there is, let's see if I can remember the number, it is a 4.7 dopamine receptor allele within us. It is a slight genetic variation that researchers have come to call the entrepreneur gene or the adventure gene. If you ask, why is America so different, apart from our religious faith, our devotion, the strength of our pioneer ancestors, and so on, the reality is, in human history, only about 2% of human beings have ever left the area where they were born to move to another land. in the United States, you notice, we are not 2% that way. We are nearly 100% that way. And the reason is we are a country made from that 2%, from the people who were born in an oppressive or opportunity-limited or authoritarian society and who said, by gosh, I want to go to a land where I will have freedom and opportunity and the ability to own things and the ability to be an entrepreneur and succeed. Those are the people who tore up their roots and came here from Europe and elsewhere to make this country.
And, you know, it's really very interesting that you say that, Lowell, because basically because I'm against people coming into this country illegally from Mexico. But I will tell you that the people who come to this country from Mexico are usually very hardworking, tax-paying people. And basically, we never talk about that. We never talk about the fact that they came here, they may not have a primary loyalty to America, but they came here because they were willing to work. And basically, the major voting against homosexual marriage came from the blacks and from the immigrants from Mexico who were here illegally and can vote.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why some people believe that marijuana is so heavy. Products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
At Radio Liberty. Well, Lowell was just saying that the Mexican government offers comic books to people living in Mexico, telling them how to come to America, how to avoid our legal barriers here, but mostly how to plug in as soon as they get here into our welfare system. Now, there are an awful lot of these, the Mexicans really don't want to do that. They came here to work, but a certain number of them will. But why in heaven's name should we allow people to come into this country illegally and get onto the welfare system? Well, of course, it's totally illogical. But what's going on today is illogical because there is an organized effort to destroy America from within. We are actively at war. We are under attack by the elite that run this country, who are intent upon bankrupting us. And out of the chaos that is coming will come a new society, a one world order, a one world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity. Go right ahead, Lowell.
Yes, a few years ago, I suddenly had a sort of revelation about how the left actually sees immigration. I agree with you that a large percentage of Hispanics who come here do so, although illegally, merely with the intent of working hard, earning money, being decent citizens, providing an honest day's work for people who pay them. And they are a huge source of remission of that money on the order of tens and tens of billions a year back to their home countries, Mexico and lands further south. So on top of that, as I think one of the recent accused racists, this rancher in Nevada, if you were allowed to see his entire speech to the press and not just the little snippets that they selected to make him look as bad as possible, one of the things he said in that is, you know, Hispanics here, you walk through a mall or other shopping area and you will see these people not only spending the money they've earned, but you will see them together as a family. You will see mothers and fathers together with their children, exhibiting genuine love and affection and warmth for their children, the way our ancestors would have done. We now are a much more atomized society, but actually we have a lot to learn from the family love and faith and decency of these people. Unfortunately, though, most of the immigrants allowed into the U.S., are people from the lower class in Mexico. They tend to be people with the least education, the least training. They will work very hard, but they don't necessarily have high skill, equivalent to a college graduate, say. And accordingly, they do become a drain on the society simply because they can't earn enough to do otherwise. The Federation, what is it, FAIR, the Immigration Reform Organization, has done analysis indicating that the average Hispanic family that comes here takes a little more than $17,000 in benefits, more than it pays in taxes. So at least in the short run, they do become a net drain on the society. On the other hand, they have worked miracles helping offset the demographic doom that could have happened here, and it is slowly starting to happen here anyway. That is, a culture that produces too few babies to maintain its population. Europe is already doomed by that standard. The European nations are simply not producing enough children to maintain their population. Oh, except for the Islamic people among them. The North Africans who are there typically have 3.5 to 4 children per couple. In France, the average French couple has about 1.4 children when they need to be producing 2.1 just to maintain their population. So we already know that demographically in the long run, Islam is going to win. They're going to win by making love, not war, in Europe, by just reproducing the old Caucasian European folk who did not have the courage to come to the United States a century or two ago when they had the opportunity. So what you see in Europe basically is the dregs, the residue that was left after the best people came to the United States and Australia and a few other lands of opportunity in the world. Anyway, that's my opinion. And bringing the genes of American exceptionalism with them. The problem, though, is when you have Barack Obama now turning the United States into the kind of land of high taxes, oppressive government, limited opportunity that our ancestors fled to get away from in Europe and elsewhere, we have become the land that genetically they're programmed to leave. And this is an ominous thing as we see record numbers of Americans relinquishing their U.S. citizenship and simply going away. And what does President Obama do about it? Oh, he tries to confiscate their property and he implements more and more laws forcing foreign governments and foreign banks to treat them like people who should be in jail in the United States to our tax code. You know, there are very few countries in the world that have the legal policy that if you go to another country and earn money, your home country is still entitled to tax you on the income you earn elsewhere. England doesn't do that. France doesn't do that. You know, even the socialist countries of Europe don't really do that. But we do. I think even communist China may not do that. Russia, for all of its evils, at least has a flat tax. It doesn't have a progressive income tax of the kind that Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels proposed in the Communist Manifesto as they one of 10 perfect ways to destroy capitalism. But we do. And so you're quite right. You don't have to look very hard to see the evidence that this is all part of a plot. Now, when it comes to the Hispanics coming here, one of the problems that the Marxist left has always had in the United States is, according to Marxist theory, there are two classes. There is the bourgeoisie, or ruling class, or the burghers, the business people, and then there is the proletariat, the workers. And the proletariat is supposed to be very different, and the proletariat is supposed to see that it has no opportunity ever to become part of the bourgeoisie. Now, that's where leftism fell down in the United States, because every American believes your child can grow up to be president. We do have social mobility here. It's evident every time you look around. You are not limited in opportunity by where you were born, as you would be in the class system of Europe, for example. But that means that Karl Marx and company have a difficulty. If we don't have a proletariat here, a proletariat is necessary to drive and supply the shock troops for a Marxist revolution, you see. But if there's no proletariat here, what can they do? Oh, they can import a proletariat. And that's the idea of importing Hispanic labor. These are people who come from much more rigid class societies than ours, societies where if you're born a peasant, chances are you will remain a peasant. And then the left tries to segregate these people as much as possible. You know, we want you to hate the Anglos. We want you to think of yourself as a different culture. We want you to go on speaking Spanish instead of English, because we don't want you integrating into society and becoming equal. We want you to be a proletariat that we can then use in our class warfare. We will use your votes to keep and expand our power, is basically the attitude of the Democratic Party's elite ruling class. It's a terrible, cynical thing. It's rather like taking a young woman and putting her into a lifetime trap in which she can never break out and explore and attain her own greatest abilities by working and creating, because you've addicted her to the welfare state.
Well, you know, I think the point that you make, this is not only the attitude of the radical left, but of the ruling class. And the ruling class wants this. Now, you would think, well, they've got all this money. They're the ones who are going to lose it. No, ladies and gentlemen, they've got their money tied up in ways that the government will never be able to do this. What they really want to do is create a two-class society. And basically, they're using socialism and all of this falderal to actually justify increasing the government's control over the aspects of certainly of the lives of the American people and destroying the middle class. They want a ruling elite, which they have, and then, of course, they want the great masses that are opposed, that are oppressed, which is, of course, which we're increasingly developing as more and more people are moving from the middle class into the lower class. And actually, this is statistically taking place today. But the average individual doesn't understand. They're a group of very wealthy people who certainly are doing everything they can. They're a subversive element working within our society to destroy it. We have a constitution totally ignored by the elected officials who have sworn to uphold it. They are subversives. In my opinion, they should be arrested, tried, and convicted for treason. Go right ahead, Lowell.
Well, temperamentally, I would agree with you. They are trying to destroy America as it has been. They are trying to destroy the basic social mobility of our society. They are trying, obviously, to manifest a ruling class. In fact, this was a book that everyone should read who wants to understand Marxism. It was written back around 1957. It was written by the Chancellor to the Exchequer, Marshal Tito, in then communist Yugoslavia. His name was Milovan Gilas. And Milovan Gilas' book was titled, in our translation, The New Class. What Gilas pointed out was Marxism was supposed to create a classless society where we would all be equal. But in fact, what it set about creating was a new version of the old aristocratic society where there was a tiny, wealthy, powerful elite of rulers, and then there was everyone else whose life was made poor by that elite taking the best of everything for themselves. And obviously a middle class means there is a class of people with enough mobility, enough ability, enough achievement, enough ability to gather wealth that they can challenge the ruling elite class. And this is something the ruling elite class does not want. That's why they want us to move away from capitalism and to, at a minimum, crony capitalism. And, of course, a maximum, no capitalism at all. We look back at Aldous Huxley's famous novel from the 1930s called Brave New World. And what were the qualities of that? Well, you had test tube babies who were programmed from the test tube to have only so much intelligence, to be able to do only a certain range of jobs that the society and the government needed done. And, of course, everything was glued together with a drug that people used more or less constantly called Soma. Now, you notice as the political left takes over, what is taking over with it? What is encouraged by George Soros, the multi-billionaire who is one of the major funders of the Democratic Party? White marijuana legalization, which, of course, opens the door to the legalization of other mind-altering drugs as well. So we're also creating our own Soma here in the United States. In fact, I coined a term for it some years ago called Somarijuana. So the first four letters of the name are Soma. But, of course, the marijuana people are smoking today is not like the mild-mannered marijuana that hippies, radicals in the 1960s smoked. This is immensely more powerful, more mind-altering, and so on, than what was used during the 60s by the baby boom generation. And it has the effect of destroying the will. It has the effect of weakening people's intelligence, memory, drive, and so on. It turns active people into basically couch potatoes. And it prepares them to eat all those wonderful things like Doritos as munchies that the society has prepared for them as a way of keeping them occupied and fat. And this is the society that is being very carefully built, step by step, a kind of detour far away from the Constitution, the Enlightenment, and freedom that will take us, well, we argue in our current book, The Great Withdrawal, it takes you to Detroit. That is the liberal mecca. That was going to be the city that proved that giving all power to the labor unions and the leftists would create heaven on earth. That's the utopian dream that my ancestors followed in 1848 as members of the Icarian commune, 1,500 people who came from France to create a socialist heaven on earth. Well, at least the utopian socialists had one good thing about them, and that is they believed in leading by example. They would create a commune and the rest of the world would see that they'd really made heaven on earth, so other people would voluntarily imitate them. You notice that isn't what people like Barack Obama want today. They want to take a bayonet and a gun and put it to your head and tell you what you're allowed to eat, drink, think, say, and so on.
Before we go on, getting towards the end of the program, Lowell, I would like you to tell our listeners how they can get your website, how they can get copies of the books that you are and Sidney, your associate, are offering, and Sidney, how they can begin to understand what's going on, because the price of your book is truly remarkable. Go right ahead.
Well, the book is free. I mean, we charge absolutely nothing for it. My co-author, Craig Smith, frankly, retired as a very, very well-to-do, successful businessman. He stands back. He looks at this. What he cares about is that the world is going to hell in a handbasket for his children and grandchildren and ours. And therefore, he doesn't care about making money on the book. He doesn't need it. What he would like to do is just put in your hands, absolutely free, we'll pay the postage, we'll pay the phone call, everything. This book that sells for $20 at the bookstore, more than 250 pages of amazing ammunition, show you what the progressive movement really is and why it's on the verge of failure, one way or the other. Even if it retains power, all that will do is mean it will crash of its own weight and go back into its own kind of dark ages or medievalism. It's not going to succeed. We already clearly know that. So the book is free. All you need to do to get it is call a toll-free number, 800-630-1494. And by the way, you can also ask for our brand-new white paper. It's also absolutely free. It's called Don't Bank on It and shows you the 19 astonishing little-recognized dangers that your bank accounts now face. Do people understand that they're losing money every day they have money in a bank account? Do people understand the government has already laid the basis for confiscating those accounts? Do you realize that they're paying you no interest at all, worth talking about, on your bank account anymore? Why take that risk in exchange for nothing? And we show you, therefore, how to protect yourself in both the book and the white paper. And we show you, you know, how you can make a much brighter future for your children and grandchildren, and get back to the Constitution, to individual liberty, to small government and big people, to honest money, and so on.
One more time,
you need to do is call 800-630-1494.
Thank you very much. I think it's important, ladies and gentlemen. Get this book. I've read it too. Certainly we followed Lowell and Craig Smith, and their information is valid. You need to understand what's really going on, and you need to be able to back it up. The books are certainly well verified. America is on the verge of total economic destruction, not by accident, but because of subversion. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
The way it is.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney. Audra Lowe was commenting that there was a recent survey asking certainly the public, you know, basically, do you think taxation is fair? And 52% of the people said that we were overtaxed. And of course, the conclusion is, well, 48% of the people feel that the taxation is all right. And as Lowell is pointing out, 48% of the people don't pay any taxes. Of course, they don't think they were overtaxed because they're not paying any taxes. They're able to get out of it by one means or another. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful dream that was America is about to be destroyed. Lowell Potty has been our guest today. Once again, get your telephone number out there. We'll let you go.
Absolutely. 800-630-1494. We'll pay for the postage and everything. It will not cost you a penny. You get the book or the new white paper. Don't bank on it. 800-630-1494.
And we'll look forward to that program we have lined up next week. Good night. God bless.
God bless you, Dr.
Okay,
God bless America.
Amen. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And I hope you enjoyed what you heard tonight. Basically, you need to get a copy of this, a CD or tape, because, of course, we talked during the breaks as well. Lowell is one of the smartest people I have, one of our regular guests, a staple of guests who I think has something important to say, which is why we didn't open the program for calls. Well, basically, America is about to be destroyed. We have a subversive element that controls the leadership of both political parties. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will take you into a small little group of very wealthy and powerful people who control America and control most of the world. And we suddenly have taken us from war to war and is about to take us into another terrible war. This whole thing, of course, over in Ukraine is totally contrived, as is almost everything going on in the world today. Who brought the Chinese communists to power? Why, we did. Who brought the Iranian government to power? We did. We toppled the Shah of Iran back in 1959, but the American people are never allowed to know these things because we're too busy watching television and hearing about the football draft and all of these things. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, and quite frankly, we need your help to be able to maintain our network of stations. We do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 days a week. I get nothing. I receive no compensation. I work 12 hours a day. My wife works probably even more than that. And we do this because we believe in America. Do you believe in America? What sacrifice are you willing to make? Well, of course, it's an expensive proposition to maintain networks across America. And basically, we have afternoon network, morning network, evening networks, 3 different networks we work on. And if you're in a position to donate to us or to buy our products, you can get the list of them or a free catalog at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we do hope that if you're in a position to help us financially, you will. And then, of course, we hope you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our radio program. Listen to their live 4 hours a day. Why, you can certainly watch our DVDs, or you can read our newsletters, where you can read so many of the other treatises we have. We have a new section up there, News Around the Net, and every day why we try to put new articles up there, which will give you insight and understanding into what's really going on in America today. the news behind the news, the story behind the story, please go to our website and certainly take advantage of the facilities there. That's RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. If you can afford to support us financially, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
For amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesty, above the fruited plain, America, America, God set His face on thee.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we're having some... And so if you have something you'd like to talk to until we get our engineer here to help us, we're going to have to be doing open lines initially. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'd just give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and hopefully we'll get our regularly scheduled program going. But for right now, why, Sydney, this is Dr. Stan of Radio Liberty. And basically, the American people must understand that there's a small subversive group that controls the leadership of both political parties. They've taken us from war to war to war. Did you ever wonder what the justification was for the Spanish-American War? This, of course, took place back in about 1899. How many of you out there in the listening audience have ever heard of the Philippine-American War, where we killed between 200,000 and 2 million Filipinos between about 1990 and 1995? We don't even bother to talk about that after they were simply those little brown men from over halfway around the world. But it was all part and parcel of this movement that was taking us to... actually bring about this one world government. It's all been, and it placed for a long period of time that this has always been the plan, to bring about a one world government. And then did you ever wonder why we really went into World War One? I mean, we were told it was the wicked Huns. They were committing these horrible atrocities, and that's because the media was controlled at the time. And basically, they were simply suddenly putting out all these atrocity stories with no basis, in fact. And they talked about how the wicked Huns were raping the women in Belgium, how the wicked Huns were cutting off the hands of little defenseless boys in Belgium. And the American people actually believed that and were manipulated into a totally senseless war. And it took a lot of time before the American people really realized what had happened. And by then it was too late. We'd lost over 110,000 killed, another 400,000 wounded. And, of course, there were about 20 million people killed in a totally senseless war. Why did it come about? Why? Because the secret society we talk about, created by Cecil Rhodes back in 1891, was manipulating both the United States and the British government. They wanted a war because they wanted to bring about a world government, and that was to be the League of Nations. Now, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll do open lines. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. And we're going to be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
And send it abroad. We must be American. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month. And shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Linda Langeman. We've had Linda with us before, but I think her message is important, and especially when we see all these new acts of violence, certainly, whether it be a shooting, and of course, what's the first thing that happens after the shooting? Oh, we've got to take away the guns from the people, or mass kniving, people using knives. Oh, we've got to take away the knives from people so they can't use knives. But people never talk about the fact that literally all these people on psychiatric medications, you know, the 22 veterans, United States veterans, commit suicide every day, and most of them are on psychotropic medications. Basically, the mass numbers, I mean, 6 million children on psychotropic drugs is devastating.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think, like I said, I mean, some that I do have broken down in the kind of way you're asking, you know, like the preschoolers, that's 1 in 70. So that gives you an idea of that. Let me just see here, because I know I do have more of that, because I have all these statistics from the IMS Health, which is the largest, you know, that kind of looks at, they're the global leader. They look at, 40 billion healthcare transactions. That's where the data comes from. So,
you go right ahead. We'll pick it up from you. We can get it to me.
Yeah, well, actually, I'll get the break, the numbers on a break. So, I think, you know, like I said, the concerning thing is how these incidents are used to call for more mental health screening, more psychiatric drugs, and it just it causes more of the problem. And it's kind of mind-boggling that the industry has gotten away with this, that the very cause, they are the cause of the problem, and they somehow get more funds, and we see the statistics get worse and worse, suicide rates climbing and climbing in the military when the drugs were introduced. You know, in up until 2005, the suicide rate in the military and veterans was the same. It was low. It was, I have a number here, but it's not going to mean anything without the total. There were like 160 to 170 suicides a year. And it was the same, 2001, 2002, 3, 4, 5, always the same. 2005 to 2011, there was a 682% increase in psychiatric drugs in the military. So almost a sevenfold increase in psychiatric drugs in the military starting in 2005. And the very next year, 2006, the suicide rate starts climbing. And climbing, 2007 it's more, 8 more, and each year more and more and more until 2012 it had doubled. The suicide rates that had been low and stable in the military doubled by 2012. And it's a true and odd fact that a person is more at risk of dying from a psychiatric drug than being shot by the enemy. That is statistically, factually true now.
More chance of dying from the psychiatric drugs than dying from being shot by the enemy?
That's right. That is factually true. There were more deaths from psychiatric drugs, more suicide than by being killed by the enemy. And that number was reached. That tipped the balance over in 2012. And the suicide rate keeps climbing, and the psychiatric drugs keep climbing. The other thing, you know, I mean, I'm focusing on the suicide rate, which is an epidemic now. That's, you know, Leon Panetta, the former United States Secretary of Defense, said it's an epidemic. You mentioned 22 veterans a day are killing themselves. It's horrible. and one active duty troop is killing himself a day. There's the suicide. There's also the increase in violence, which, you know, we're also talking about with the Sandy Hook shooting. There are other manifestations of that. Again, the year following the big influx of psychiatric drugs in the military, 2006, there was a 43% increase in child abuse in military families. That's extreme. That's extreme. That's saying that these psychiatric drugs put people over the edge, disconnected them from, you know, their loved ones. And the other thing with psychiatric drugs, mind-altering drugs, is they will get you to do things that go against your own moral code that you wouldn't normally do. And then there's also been an increase in sudden death of healthy young people dying in their sleep, their heart stopping suddenly because of the psychiatric drugs. Some of them from the combination, the drug cocktails that have never been studied in combination. Everyone who's taking more than one psychiatric drug is a guinea pig. They have never been studied in combination. But some of them, like Seroquel, that is given commonly for veterans and for sleep, which it's not approved for, it's an antipsychotic. But that's one that is more associated with the sudden death, just the heart stopping. So it's really critical, and it literally is in black and white on the warning labels, the black box warning labels. Those are not easy to come by. Black box warning labels are rare, and the only way those you can get a black box warning label is when there is, you know, by FDA regulation, when there is a reasonable certainty of causation. You can't just put it on a hypothesis. It has to be that you've pretty much proven that that's what it does. So it's proven that these drugs cause suicide. They cause violence. They cause, you know, those are the most serious things, but they cause, you know, aggression, hostility, impulsivity, irritability. All kinds of things that if you take somebody who's struggling and you give them those side effects, you're pushing them over the edge. And I think that's what we see, and I would imagine that's the case with the Fort Hood shooting. This was a guy, he didn't have a history of violence. And even people don't do those kinds of things. We never had these weird mass shootings before. These are of more recent decades. These are of the psychiatric drug decades where we're seeing stuff like this. Do you know, even Michael Moore, the director who did the movie Bowling for Columbine about the, you brought up that, the Columbine shooting. He has a postscript. I saw a little, I don't know how much, like a 10-minute video on YouTube that he put up there where he is now saying that he basically thinks it was the psychiatric drugs. He said they did that whole movie and never found the why. They did never get an answer to why this had happened. And he's now thinking it may be nothing more than the psychiatric drugs they were on, that's the reason.
So how did we ever find out if the younger boy was on psychiatric drugs?
Exactly what you said before. One of them, they've never released the record.
They absolutely refused. Why 10 years or more after a shooting would they be keeping it secret? Because they don't want the public to know. Well, initially it was, we're doing more of in the way of investigation. They're not investigating, ladies and gentlemen. They're suppressing information. And that is my belief, and you will not convince me otherwise. Go ahead.
Like Sandy Hook killing, Adam Lanza. The Sandy Hook school shooting. Adam Lanza's medical records have not been released, and they will not. And this organization called Able Child filed suit to try to get the records released, and the judge would not release them. And the reason stated by the judge was the concern that people would stop taking their medications if the records were released.
Well, I think that's pretty obvious what he's saying.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's made that statement, I've heard that. The judge said people would stop taking their medications if the records were released. Well, what medications were these kids taking?
Right. Well, we know that
this
Adam
young man taking, I should say. Go ahead.
Yeah. They won't release the current record, but we do know from earlier records, like 5 years ago, that he was taking Celexa and Lexapro. those two of the antidepressants that do cause violence and suicidality. We know he was on that kind of a drug before, and they won't release the current records, but, you know, we can make our own conclusions there.
And why would there be an organized, orchestrated effort to suppress this information, not let the American people know? And I really believe it's because, as the judge said, why, of course, if the people knew, they'd quit taking their psychiatric medication. If they knew it created homicidal and suicidal things, I mean, that's certainly the inference. What other inference is there? There is none. But, of course, this is not being elaborated on by the controlled media, because media is controlled.
Storm clouds gather.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this This is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this evening is Dr. Linda Lagerman. Linda, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, fine. Do you have those figures? I mean, basically, it's so important we have the correct figures. 22 veterans are committing suicide every day. And suddenly over in Iraq, apparently about one. Is that in Iraq that the one soldier or military personnel, or is that in the entire military, one person is committing suicide a day?
That's one in of the active duty troops.
So one of the active, Iraq, one, Iraq, one
yeah.
active
yeah, one
duty.
Of the active.
But 22 veterans, okay. And
22 veterans. And those are mostly, like, recent. This is, you know, what happens is with the influx of, you know, the increase in psychiatry in the military, there are different points. There are actually five different points now, at least, that a soldier will get screened by a psychiatrist. This is new, you know, I mean, decades ago, this didn't used to be the case. But anyway, one of those is on discharge. And they get routed through to the psychiatrist. They fill out little screening, you know, questionnaires. And that's where, you know, when somebody says anything, you know, oh, I'm feeling guilty that, you know, I lived and others didn't. And it's like, well, I think, you know, you need to put on this drug and you need that drug. And this is what starts the whole thing. So you were asking about the numbers on children, yes?
Yes,
Yeah, so I can tell you some. I'm still looking at others, but just to give a few more where we know the numbers. So with on anti-anxiety drugs.
Right.
So from birth to five-year-old, there are one in every 31 kids is on an anti-anxiety drug right now. That's crazy. But that's, it's seven, I mean, there's the whole breakdown, because this, like I said, this IMS Health has all the stats. It's 771,000 kids, and then they show the breakdown of, you know, how many, you know, the estimated, the numbers of kids, and then there's, you know, yeah. So anyway, there's one in every 31 kids is on an anti-anxiety drug, there's one in every 120 children under five is on an ADHD drug, on a stimulant drug. These are, you know, these stimulant drugs for ADHD are Schedule II controlled substances. They're addictive. They're in the same category as cocaine and morphine. So, you know, 5-year-olds and under five, there's when kids are, you know, are naturally just running around and a little wild. One in every 120 kids is on one of those drugs. Those also stunt growth and cause many other problems, obviously. The ADHD drugs, I think it's around 50% of kids that are put on the ADHD drugs develop depression, and then they get put on an antidepressant with all of those risks for suicide. So it's hard to actually, you know, try to make sense of how this is occurring because it doesn't make sense. There's no reasonable explanation. We've got a crisis. We have a serious problem, and it's about, and this is why I left my practice and spend my time doing seminars and doing, you know, radio and trying to get the word out, because I became very concerned at the damage I was seeing done, and people who are coming to me, normal people, regular people with regular life struggles. We're not even talking, you know, severe things, just regular life struggles, wanting to talk to somebody. And they were, you know, already on psychiatric drugs. A lot of them have, you know, been put on psychiatric drugs. So it's, the number has now reached one in four Americans on a psychiatric drug. Which is
one in four Americans on antipsychotic drugs?
On a psychiatric drug.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, go ahead. On a psychiatric drug.
On
okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
One in four Americans, go ahead.
One in four, yeah. And it is a very American thing, but we are exporting this, and it's, you know, starting to increase in other countries. Some other countries have looked at what's happening in America and are, you know, not so quick to go the same route. You know, with the antidepressants, which are so commonly given to our veterans, those the most common one, you know, Prozac. Eli Lilly, before the drug was even approved, Eli Lilly's own studies showed that it increased suicide, actual suicide, by six times the placebo group.
6 times increase in suicide in Prozac. Go ahead.
Yeah, literally. There were like 1,000 depressed patients in the placebo group, 1,000 in the Prozac group. In the placebo group, there were 2 suicides per 1,000 people. In the Prozac group, there were 12 suicides.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. 12 per 1,000.
Yep.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
And our guest is Dr. Linda Lungerman, who's been counseling and helping people for 22 years or more, given up her practice to try to sound the warning against the use of the psychotropic drugs, which are devastating our children, are devastating our veterans, are devastating the military, and having a profound impact on every aspect of our life. And suddenly, the one figure that was most shocking, Linda was saying that up to 1 in 4 American adults has been or is on psychiatric medication of one sort or another. Is that a fair statement?
1 in 4 is currently on at least one psychiatric drug.
1 in 4 is currently on. That's even
currently
more
on.
Frightening. Okay, fine. Now, before we go on, suddenly, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Dr. Lungerman, give us a call. We're not going to take comments, but if you have a question, give us a call. Would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your information? Because I think it's vitally important. You're willing to give up your practice to be on and get the information out. Well, people need to get the information, and they need to know how they can begin thinking about it, because it is so unbelievable. It's almost as if the American people are under attack today. Go right ahead.
So, yeah, the couple of very important websites that have great information, CCHR.org, that's for Citizens Commission on Human Rights. I'm a commissioner for Citizens Commission on Human Rights. It's a nonprofit, non-political, non-religious mental health watchdog. And so CCHR.org and CCHRINT.org, that's for international. That's got a drug database on there that's got all kinds of information about the adverse effects. And then, you know, if veterans or people want to go directly to CCHR.org/vet, that directly links you to the documentary, the Hidden Enemy documentary, which has already won an industry award. The Hidden Enemy is CCHR's newest documentary. It's incredibly well-researched. It's got interviews with 80 different, you know, military personnel of all ranks and experts talking about the psychiatric drugging in the military and the consequences and the history of psychiatry in the military and experimenting, you know, on our troops. And just all the damage, you know. In World War II, actually, there were 2,000 lobotomies performed on servicemen. I don't know if that, you know, I mean, people know that, but yeah, World War II veterans during from 1947 to 1950, the U.S. government and, you know, psychiatry combined with U.S. government, calling it treatment, but they lobotomized. That's, you know, what you've seen. It's the brutal, you know, cutting of the frontal lobe. 2,000 veterans against their will. You know, it's just a primitive, destructive thing. So, I mean, there's a history of destruction with psychiatry in the military and, you know, and military being used as guinea pigs. So, you know, I know that's really heavy, what I just said. I hope I didn't, you know, disturb people too much. But, you know, go to the website, watch the Hidden Enemy documentary, see it online. You can see it for free online. You can order it, show it to other people. If anybody wants to arrange a screening, you know, for like a VA or any group, get in touch with me. You can get in touch with me at drlagemann.com. That's drlagemann.com.
Dr. Lagemann.com. Dr. Lagemann.com. Go right ahead. And incidentally, I've seen this video, and it is excellent. It's a DVD. It is excellent. I recommend it. Go right ahead.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, I'm very happy to help anybody who wants to get this information out to people who it could benefit. And I think veterans are one group that are vulnerable right now. They are maybe looking for help, and then they're steered in a direction that is actually damaging them. And that I want them to know, and I want them to know there's other help available. There's actually this Navy SEAL, 22-year Navy SEAL veteran. His name is Mikhail Vega, and he's got an organization. He actually said that he spent 22 years kicking death's ass, that's what he says, and it was on his discharge and being put on psychiatric drugs that he said almost did him in. And he realized the drugs were killing him, and he got off of them, and then now he's founded an organization called Vital Warrior, and it's all non-drug help that he does. It's all the things that he learned and what helped him, you know, get off the psychiatric drugs and what helped him actually, you know, kind of readjust, get his life back together. He's really a stand-up guy and is helping, you know, others from what he learned. But he talks about his experience being put on the psych drugs because he's one of the people who expressed, when he got out, he was expressing that, you know, he felt guilty, survivor guilt, because his swim buddy, the guy he trained with, was killed in Iraq. And he got put on, you know, one drug, another drug, and till he said it almost killed him. So that's a tough guy, and these almost did him in. So anyway, so you know, there are other helps out there, and nutrition is a really a big thing, actually. All of the different you know, vitamin deficiencies that people have, and what can be done with food to help. If somebody wants to arrange a screening or something, just get in touch with me, and I would be happy to help make that happen. I want people informed so that they can make their own decisions, but that they have the facts, that they have information, that the pharmaceutical industry is very heavily trying to keep from them. You know, like these industry, the drug company studies, those have been concealed for a very long time, you know, some 15 years that they've kept these hidden until either a whistleblower came along with the public interest in mind or a lawsuit that then forced them to have to reveal some of it. But there's a lot of information that if people knew it, I think many of them, most of them, would make different choices about whether they would take a drug or give a drug to their children. You know, one of them, let's see, which company? Oh, GlaxoSmithKline just had to pay out over $1 billion, which sounds like a lot, but it's not for them, not when they spend, you know, $4.2 billion on marketing every year. But they had to pay out because they concealed the withdrawal effects, because withdrawing from these drugs also causes the same severe symptoms. For 15 years, they concealed the violence that was caused in the withdrawal phase from, it was Paxil. Those kinds of studies, you know, now when people have that information, like I said, I think they tend to make different choices about what kind of help they want to try. So.
Well, I think it's a great tragedy, and I think the average individual out there, really, unless we could focus their attention on what's going on, they're not going to have any idea how prevalent this is, certainly, or really the disastrous effects of Prozac and so many of these other standard psychiatric drugs that can destroy your life.
Yeah. There's another bill in the House that I think, you know, people should be aware of also. Because again, it's these things, they have names that make them sound harmless and helpful. This one is H.R. 3717, and it's called the Helping Families in Mental Health Crisis Act.
Well, isn't that wonderful, Helping Families in Mental Health Crisis? And basically, of course, this is how you cover up the diabolical import and what's going to be happening, the diabolical influence in this. Go ahead.
Well, this is very insidious. I mean, it's calling for massive restructuring of the mental health system in the country. And what's interesting is that there's a provision to, you know, dramatically increase behavior health centers. Now, what I would note here is that they changed the language in this bill, and now they are referring to behavior health, not mental health even, behavior health. So the attention is on your behavior and controlling behavior. Now, that's another degree of trying to control people, you know, and it's not even a pretense of looking at, like, something, you know, mental going on. It's now, are you behaving correctly or not, and does that need to be modified? So, anyway, big increase in behavior health centers. This is not talking about behavior therapy, because I know some people might be thinking that there's, you know, behavior therapy and all that. But no, this is, they changed the word. Instead of mental health centers, it's now behavior health centers. It was going to increase what they're calling, it's called outpatient involuntary commitment. And this is, you know, like things like blood tests, whether somebody's taking their drugs or not. So it's a concerning bill. And it's also got kind of a fast track provision in there for funding that it bypasses the normal substance abuse, mental health agency. There's a federal agency that usually gets the money from Congress and distributes it. But this bill would kind of bypass that person.
Is there anybody besides you in the psychiatric field? Or I know you're not a psychiatrist, but you're dealing with people and their emotional problems. But is there anybody who's out there actively doing the same thing you are, trying to warn the people? The relationship between suicide and homicide and these medications, and the number of people that are on these medications, and how they're going to affect, in many respects, the very minds of our children. They may very well produce irreversible changes. In fact, I've heard that mothers, when they're pregnant, are taking some of these drugs while their child can have serious effects afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. And withdrawal syndrome, and then also birth defects from the SSRI antidepressants. But you asked if there are others, and there are. And it's growing, you know. CCHR has been doing this since 1969 when it founded. But this problem has gotten extreme, and there are people. Peter Bragan is a psychiatrist, and he's doing a lot. He's written books. He's got a great website, Bragan.com, Bregin.
Yes, we've actually interviewed Peter in the past. But go right ahead. Is there anybody else you can think of?
Let's see. Well, there aren't that many.
When we have a chance, we'll talk off the air, and you can. I don't want to put you on the spot, but you make a list of them because we want to get the information out. And that's what we do. Why we do what we do, to be the source of information for the news behind the news, the story behind the story, the information you're not going to get from the controlled media. And the average doctor doesn't understand this. The average psychiatric doesn't understand this. He's told that this is the standard of care. He goes to the psychiatric meetings. He has the detail people come to his office. He reads the journals, and they all lie. Go right ahead.
Well, actually, I just thought of one person also, Bart Billing. He's a psychologist, and I don't know his rank. He's retired military, and I don't know what his rank was. I think lieutenant. But anyway, he's doing similar. He's talking. He goes, tries to talk on the radio, goes different places, and has a group. I'll have to look them up and see. I don't have it off the top here. But anyway, there are some people. It's and it is a growing number that are kind of waking up and trying to do something about this. And it's getting a little easier. I think, early on there were more attacks, and you got to figure when you're coming up against the pharmaceutical industry and the psychiatric industry and the amount of money that's involved, the money interests. And this is where I think people should also be very skeptical when they hear alternatives being, slammed. Alternative treatments or things, really should consider who's doing the slamming, the criticizing, and do they have money to lose, and is that why they're doing it? Because, when there's this much money, you get attempts to smear people, you get attempts to discredit, because it's a corrupt system at this point. You use the word diabolical. I think that's the case.
Well, I think most people would be, they don't want to think that anybody would actually harm people by putting medicines on the market that they knew were going to do damage just to make money. And the reality is, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what this is all about. In my estimation, there really are evil and wicked people out there, and they're doing really having terrible, terrible problems. We've got Bruce calling, and let's see if we can get Bruce on. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan.
Have a question for our guest? Go ahead.
Yes, I do. I came home from overseas and been from the military, and it's incredibly exciting to be in a war zone, but when you come back, sometimes you have heightened sensitivities and alertness, et cetera, and you cannot sleep. Mm-hmm. And so you dutifully go to the Veterans Administration, and they give you something, and none of it is primarily for sleep. It is for depression.
Exactly.
And you may not be depressed, but they, from Zoloft, it just goes on down the line. And then they say, if it's not working, come back in 30 days, and we'll try something else. You haven't got 30 days.
Right.
It's a very tenuous situation. So
Yeah.
And I'm very, sure it's very, very hard on our returning veterans, and it's just so short-sighted.
Yeah.
They do not need antidepressants. They need something to help them sleep with. Go right ahead. Anything else, Bruce?
No, it's just if there's any veterans out there, don't rely on the Veterans Administration. Don't apply for their mental health programs. Stay away from their VA doctors, the mental health doctors at all costs.
All right, friend, all right, Linda, how would you respond to what he's saying?
Yeah, I totally agree with his warning to others. And in terms of, yeah, sleep is really critical. And when you don't have sleep, sleep deprivation itself can, you know, make you crazy, make you jumpy, all kinds of things. So, you know, one of the things, you know, that you talk about is coming back with increased sensitivities. And I think as simple as this sounds, like, walks, like getting out, like what you're trying to do, you know, part of your mind is still in that same kind of zone, you know, and you're still, as if you're still there where you would need heightened sensitivity. You're on alert. You're as if you're still there. So part of what you're trying to do is get your attention very, very firmly here where you don't need that same kind of alertness. And going for walks is one way to, and looking around taking the environment is one way to do that. We'll come back. I'll say a little more after the break on this.
Okay, fine. Bruce, thank you very much for calling. Parting thought before we let you go.
Well, no, it's just that you take care of yourself through exercise, you know, good natural supplements. In fact, one of the natural supplements that you get on your program.
Amen. We got to let you go. God bless. Bye-bye.
While the storm clouds gather.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
From the mountains, through the prairies, through the ocean.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I do hope you enjoy Dr. Linda Loggeman. And she's really, it does, feels very, very strongly about this. And I think with good justification, and we should see, I think, the people screaming from the rooftops about the dangers of these psychotropic medication, the number of people are being put on them. But you see, there really is organized evil in our society today. And there really are people who are intentionally harming the health and the minds, not only of our adults, but of our children. How could that possibly be? Well, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to help us get the information out, because there really is organized evil in the world today. And basically, of course, we have a number of interviews with Dr. Loggeman. You can get them by calling us at 1-800-544-8927 and just suddenly ask for the interviews we have with Dr. Loggeman. We can put together a set of four. We haven't gotten around to that yet because we're so busy doing so many different things, but I think her material is excellent, and we've actually talked to Dr. Peter Pragen, who she referred to earlier, and suddenly America's psychiatric health is under attack today. 22 veterans commit suicide every day. 22 veterans commit suicide every day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, certainly you need to understand that we have many, many problems in our society. And that's why I do what I do. And if you suddenly hope you want to go to our website, radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com. And there, of course, at our website, you can watch our DVDs, or you can certainly listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day, certainly archive 24 hours a day. Why, you can certainly read our newsletters. We have a news area. It's called News Around the Net. And we try to actually post something there on a daily basis, a couple of times a day, when my son, unless he's doing something else. And some of these are humorous, but most of them are really covering what's really going on. And somebody would just click on them and pull down the item that we've posted there. And we hope it'll help you to better understand what's going on. Because America is under attack today. The enemy is not over in the Ukraine. This whole thing is carefully staged. I mean, who was it who actually built, certainly drilled the oil wells for the KGB that controlled Russia back in 1990 and 1991? Who drilled the oil wells and national gas wells? We did. American corporations, American banks. We drilled the oil wells for them so that we would have an enemy. Who was it who actually financed the Nazis during World War II? American banks, American corporations. Suddenly, we built the weapons for them that were used to kill our boys. Standard Oil was supplying the oil for the Nazi submarines that were used to sink our ships to kill our boys. You need to get certainly the book, America's Nazi Secret, America's Nazi Secret, and my interview with John Loftus, who had a security clearance, three levels above top secret. The 4-CD set is called The War Against the Jews. Now, if you wrote a book, The Secret War on the Jews, you can get that as well. But if you get his book, America's Nazi Secret, and get the 4-CD set, The War Against the Jews, you'll have the information you need to understand how we financed the Nazis. If you don't know the date, Adolf Hitler escaped at the end of the Second World War and went to South America. We actually have a Jerome Corsi's book back in stock now, Hunting Hitler. We have Grey Wolf, written by two English authors. And we have a 4-CD set, Did Hitler Escape? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Adolf Hitler escaped. And the reason you have never heard of that is because of the degree of control that exists over the media and certainly over the educational system and over what the American people think and believe. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. If you're in a position to help us financially, quite frankly, we need your help. So basically, call us at 1-800-544-8927 and help us maintain our network of stations across America. And then please pray for America, for our provision and our protection.